to assemble ourselves together in another worship service this beautiful morning to worship Him in spirit and truth. After hearing the sweet song that's been sung, making melody within our hearts, and to behold the faces of each and every one that's assembled here today, it makes us rejoice after hearing from yesterday the glorious gospel that was preached to us all, guiding us in the way of peace, instructing us in the way of righteousness, feeding our hungry souls, and to come this morning. Now, I'm not going to take but a short time this morning because Elder Allen has to leave here today, and he is the principal speaker here, and I indeed want to hear him. But for a few minutes, I might try to speak just a few words. I trust, I hope, that each one of you that would pray for a little while we may try to speak just a few words. But I want to declare to you today that I've never in this world, and I never expect to, have learned how to preach. But I find the Scripture says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Not of it, but unto it. Salvation is already there. That is the gospel unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And who is it that believeth this thing that the Almighty and Eternal God has chosen and given to His Son? Out of them when He went to the cross, Calvary's Hill there, and He cried out with a loud voice, and He said, "It's finished." And He yielded up the ghost there. We can see there in that finished work there, every one of us, that He died for that the Father had given Him in that hour of, oh, was sealed in the blood of the everlasting covenant, which was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But if I speak today, somehow I heard a lot of this spoke on yesterday, but somehow it's still lingering on my mind today. My mind some way today dwells upon patience. I find again in the Scripture somewhere it says, "In your patience possess ye your soul." That's one of the greatest things, and sometimes I myself, as a servant of God, I find myself falling so short, seemingly, of the patience that I ought to have. But yet, on the other hand, how patient we ought to be patient with all these things, even with one another, with suffering here in this world, with endurance. And I hear Him saying, "He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved, my brother." Brother, that endurance goes a long way with us. That has nothing to do with our salvation and glory. But that has to do with us here in time. While the old church here is in the New Testament age, in the stormy sea of time. Brother, it has to do with us here. And again, it tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And thanks be to God the day that the eternal God has worked that in there. Then He says, "Let your light so shine." Therefore, my friends, today, by letting our light shine, while my brethren, if God has told us here and begin to fulfill our place where we ought to be, as a brother so wonderfully preached to us yesterday upon our duty and upon the duty of each and every one starting at the ministry, coming on down through the deaconship and on down to the lay members in the church, my brethren, that everyone was placed there. And I thank God for that, that our duty is there. Oh, we're working out day by day by our walks, by our ways and our life and our travel here. Brother, we're working out our salvation with fear and trembling. What I find here, and I heard him reading the other day, in the 5th chapter of the book of Romans, we find breaking into the 3rd verse, and he says, "Not only but we, a glory in tribulation." Brother, I hear the Lord say, "In the world, you shall have your tribulation, but in me, you shall have peace, brother, and all this." And he goes on to tell us here, my friend, and only we glory in tribulation. Brother, and I hear Paul somewhere saying, "God forbid that I glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ." bless your soul today. I want to hasten on. Brother, it's so sweet to be here today. This has always been a lovely place to me here. I can feel the warmth of God's love. I can feel that peaceful spirit in my soul and comfort here. I've always felt at home here, brothers and sisters, and all that. As we begin to study about these things, I find in other poor and other scripture, brother, he said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be prepared unto the glory that shall be revealed. We're looking today, for that eternal hope in glory is sure to hear today. We suffer in this world, we bear tribulations, and he says patience, experience, and experience hope. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My brother is sure to hear today that I can feel the spirit of love and the unity today. Brother Solomon said now, whether it's my beloved gone, he's gone down into the garden among the bed of spices together with the lilies. I can feel the presence of God here today. I've felt it every day since I've been gathered here, even yesterday in the other places where I've been, that the Lord has been in arrangement. I'm glad today that we're looking over that eternal hope, God's glory. I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy. There's going to be suffering in this world. I hear the scripture saying, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me. Brother, we're going to suffer in this life in many ways. We're going to be tried. Brother, even as gold was tried in the fire. But I'm glad of one thing. We're still looking for that hope yonder. I've seen Jesus after he rose from the dead about 40 days from that time. The disciples and the old apostles there, brother, they ascended back unto heaven and to stood by in word of pearl. And they said, woe ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into the heavens? The same Jesus who we saw go away to the like manner come. Well, I may be laying beneath the sod of the valley. Many of us here will be laying there. But bless your soul. I hear in the scripture saying that ever I shall behold him, even those who pierced him. And I love to think, and I'm going to hasten on what poor old David said. He says, we shall behold him in righteousness, and when I wake with his likeness, I'll be satisfied. Oh, how sweet that is to my soul today. Oh, we'll be satisfied. God bless your soul, little children today. That'll be a happy time. I come here yesterday. I met poor Brother Alden here. I was thinking that one day, when he awakes, with the likeness, he'll be satisfied. How sweet that'll be. Brothers, God's little children, they all to me today look like a bunch of little flowers set around here. God bless your soul. It's been gathered. And I want to tell you one thing. We're going to suffer in this world. It's sure you're here. But I find that God's children have suffered through the ages of time. But bless your soul. We're looking for that hope. Paul said, the Lord to the sinner. Heaven with a shout, and with a voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and they that remain shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye, and caught up to meet the Lord, and there will be with him in the cloud. He says, comfort ye one another. Oh, these words. Oh, how sweet it is today. Oh, we think of these things, brother. I know that I'm not going to take up a deep doctrinal discourse for you today. I just want to go along here this morning just for a few words. I just want to speak to the children today. I'd love to say something through the help of God. And through by his spirit that would feed the little flock, that would cover them, that would cheer them up this morning. Bless your soul. I was so happy yesterday to hear the glorious gospel preached. What these brothers preached to us yesterday, bringing the truth, and most of all, I told Elder Allen the other day, I love him, and the most I love him about the most is that he preaches, that he contends for the faith, that he defends the truth. Well, that's what I believe in. There's nothing sweeter, Elder Edwards, than the pure truth of God's eternal word to his little children here. And that is what what I rejoice on. That's what I love. And God bless your soul, children, today. We suffer in this world. Oh, the old church. Sometimes she's rocked to and fro. God bless your soul. We're looking for that eternal home yonder in glory. May God bless you. And I thank you. Brother Allen, come on.
Thank you, Brother Waterford. Turn to 118. Name the first and the last word. 118.
I need a present to my love.